Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
No, I just saw Alina do this with her hand and it made me think of scissoring.
No, I did not.
Oh, maybe I imagined.
How would I have done that? Why would I?
Think I might Alina be shows literally shows shoulder for like 2 seconds and we're like, scissoring? You want a scissor? Your neck looks
Alina
very...
told me she wants a scissor.
Her collarbone is visible and therefore we're going to have sex right now? Literally, Elena gets femme for 2 seconds. Mac and I are like sliding off of our chairs. We cannot handle it. Oh, we're like, there's a femme in the podcasting studio right now?
This is so good. I can't breathe.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast. I'm Mac. I'm Baby.
I'm Elena Joy, and I really don't feel good self-identifying as mommy.
Like, are you serious?
I doesn't feel right.
I just said no. I am Baby.
You did, and
are,
it was beautiful.
But you are Baby.
Like, it works. That works to hear you say I am Baby. I don't feel it works.
I don't know
for
how I feel
say,
about
my name's Elena Joy, and I am mommy.
No, Elena, nobody's asking you to say it like that. Literally, nobody told you to say it like that.
Actually, guys, I have to admit something. I did ask Alina to sexily whisper that she's mommy into the microphone.
Thank you, Ashley. I wasn't sure if
Mac
you were going to tell.
Spat out their drink.
I appreciate you saying that. It's true. This is all on Ashley, who is, in fact, daddy.
I am. Oh, okay, so Elena is looking very femme right now. It changed up the... I was not expecting to see such a femme Elena whispering mommy into the mic.
Oh, mommy.
But it's very mommy, and I'm here for
Dad's
it.
Flustered.
Are you okay?
Actually, I'm fine.
Okay,
I'm
just
fine,
like
I'm
for
fine,
the
I'm
listener,
fine.
all that happened is I'm wearing like a red tank
yeah,
top.
Yeah, what are you wearing? Tell us about what you're wearing, Elena.
Child, do not ask me what to tell mommy, you what I'm wearing right now.
Mommy, what are you wearing right now, mommy?
You up?
Okay, here's a question. What's the latest you've ever sent a you up text?
I never have.
I've never done it.
Sent a you up text in my life.
Never done it. We're your chosen family. We're like the family you never had because you're gay, you little bitch, and now we're gonna be there for you.
Or maybe you're an ally. Or
come
maybe
hug
you're
us.
Questioning, maybe you're curious. Maybe you're straight and you just love Max TikTok.
If you're here, you're gay, and we are going to talk as a family and get advice from one another, and then we are going to give advice to you. You can write in on our Instagrams questions that you have. We are here every fucking week, you little bitch. Mommy, what are you wearing right now? You up? You up, mommy?
Oh, no, I think I'm sleeping. I think that my phone is on silent and I
pass
am
out. Do not, disturb.
Not seeing this till the morning.
She's like, I'm on airplane mode and I'm off the grid. No one can find me.
No, I'm just wearing, it's like a little red crop top that I haven't worn in a very long time.
Ooh, and how do you feel
so
in it?
Cropped. I like being like getting a little femme every once in a while. I'm like looking at myself in the camera and I have more muscles than I used to have.
No, objectively, you look so good.
You look good.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah, affirmative. You look great. Little family tension there.
Respectfully, very good looking. All right.
Oh, okay, I really need that fan back on.
Okay. We are, Mac, what are you looking at? What's out the window?
Oh, wait, what was your thing squirrel. You were going to do? Weren't you going to do a thing?
Huh? You just
wasn't
didn't.
It like...
Are there people scissoring in the window? What are you doing right now? What are you saying? What? Mac, what are you
no,
saying?
No. No, I just saw Alina do this with her hand and it made me think of scissoring.
No, I did not.
Oh, maybe I imagined.
How would I have done that? Why would
I think I might
Elena
be projecting.
Shows literally shows shoulder for like 2 seconds and we're like, scissoring? You want a scissor? Your neck looks
Elena
very,
told me she wants a scissor.
Her collarbone is visible and therefore we're gonna have sex right now. Literally, Elena gets femme for 2 seconds. Mac and I are like sliding off of our chairs. We cannot handle it. We're like, there's a femme in the podcasting studio right now.
This is so good. I can't breathe.
This podcast is so chaotic. It's crazy.
And Ashley, what did we learn last week? What are we doing about it?
We're gonna host the fuck out of it. We're hosting. We're hosting. We have to host. I am daddy. I must be in control. I am hosting. That's what I'm doing.
We're at the dinner table right now, and we're gonna do a little catch
yes,
up
let's catch
as we
up.
Like to do each week before yes. we answer some of your audience questions.
Anyone have anything to share? Because if not,
my motorcycle got delayed in its delivery.
I think that's a sign that you shouldn't be riding
you just
the motorcycle.
Lose your driver's license?
In Georgia, I did.
Motorcycle.
I'm fine in Missouri.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm fine in Missouri. I've got a nice little black motorcycle coming in. That thing is fucking sexy.
Son.
And if I was single, I'd
get
all the girls. I'll be fine. I'm going to be in like full leather helmet. I know you guys
Yes, yes, because you know a leather helmet definitely stops for you from flying off your motorcycle at 70 miles per hour into a ditch.
It's like a beginner bike. It's a beginner bike. Listen, I'll be careful. I promise. My parents would absolutely kill me if I got like a crazy bike, you know?
Yes, we would.
Also, I have a background in mountain biking. So like, I know what I'm doing.
You have a background in mountain biking?
I do. I also have plenty of scars.
I'm not worried about that. First of all, that's not an endorsement.
That's not helpful.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about a car hitting you, Mac. I'm worried about a car hitting you.
Yeah.
It's the other drivers we don't trust.
I mean, every day we wake up and we could die. So why not die?
That's such a bad
thought.
Guys, think of all the content I can make out of getting a motorcycle.
There it is.
Tell me I'm wrong. Think about my TikTok audience.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Think about your life.
Yeah.
Mac.
Yeah.
Your life long term.
Okay. Guys, it's gonna be cool. I'll be careful, I promise. Pinky promise.
Please be careful. Stay off the highway.
Seriously, I will be careful. I will not do it. It's a leisure bike.
Did you know you should really stay at 25 miles an hour or under? That is the brain injury level, 25 miles an hour. Okay.
Guys, I have had plenty of brain injuries. I don't think I could take any more. Not that this is not helping really.
Right. Yes, right. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Ashley, tell us about your hookup. Your hot please. Hookup.
I met just the absolute cutest person on the fucking planet. Like, so
at your show?
Yeah, my show. Well, I actually didn't meet them at the show. So I did a bad thing. I got on stage and okay. So I don't usually meet people IRL at shows. Not something that I like to do. But on this particular day, I was ovulating and really feeling myself.
We heard.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So when I got on stage, I may have said, I asked everyone to meet me at the local lesbian bar because I was ovulating and feeling reckless. So
you said that like word for word. That's what you said.
We were there.
Yeah, I said I'm ovulating and feeling reckless. So then like 200 lesbians showed up at the lesbian bar. And
oh my God.
When the person that I hooked up with came in, I literally did a double take. Do you want me to send you the link?
Yeah. Send us the link. Then we can.
I just sent it to you guys. So now, and you can look at their profile.
Oh, yeah. I think my jaw actually just dropped unintentionally. Holy.
Bro,
how lucky did I get?
Holy
shit.
How lucky did I get? Aren't they so hot? Shit. And they're so smart. And they're so, like, creative.
I'm sorry, is she French?
She looks French.
Does she speak French? Did she speak French to you in bed?
I have not asked her to do that.
That's
yet.
Like my dream. But you French, will?
French specifically.
I'm living through you. I think French, the French language is so fucking sexy.
Yeah, you and everyone else. Yeah. They speak Spanish too. But I had the best time. I tell the full story on my other podcast, but
I swear to God, if you bring the number one rule of this podcast is stop talking about your other podcast.
I can't. It's my whole identity. But they took me home and took me to their apartment and they put blankets up on the roof and pillows and we sat under the
fucked on the roof
stars and the moon and we looked at the city skyline and we dry humped as well. And it was very romantic and fun.
How does it feel to live my dream?
Aw, son, one day everything that the cum touches will be yours.
Ew.
It's a Lion King reference, but I made it come instead of light.
I think that just crossed
some kind of line for me. No one got that.
Yeah, no, it really didn't land. Sorry, I'm also like only half here because I'm still scrolling through this person's
Instagram.
Are
you into femme people, Elena? They're absolutely so femme.
Yeah, but like they look like they would eat me alive.
Oh, I would be too scared. They're like one of those people like Megan Fox.
Pout.
I'm like, you're so
it.
Hot, but if I saw you, I would like actually crumble. I couldn't do anything. Even if you came onto me, I would probably pass out.
I was pretty nervous. The other thing that would made me so nervous about it is everyone was staring at me, staring at them.
Well, yeah, because you invited, you basically brought your comedy show to the club.
Yes, and I've never been in that situation before, but and I feel pretty confident, but it was pretty nerve-wracking to have everyone looking at me and then be like, okay, go ask this person out
and then
in
be
front
like,
of everyone.
Hey, are you gay enough to let me buy you a drink?
That was kind of how it happened because they're like, they don't use like labels for anything. So it was kind of an interesting situation to figure out whether or not they'd be into me. But we're still texting and talking. We talked like late into the night the other night. I don't know what I'm going to do because they're moving to another country next year. So, I don't know.
Don't do long distance.
And you're like,
no, I'm not gonna
do that. Like low key in love? Also,
I am low key in love.
Yeah, are you good?
Yeah.
So,
well, the thing is, like, I don't, I have like a like kind of a main situation, but that person is not in a serious place either. So like I'm just having fun until something changes. That's kind of how mm-hmm. I'm looking at life mm-hmm. right now. You guys have anything okay. going on romantically? No, Elena, you just said you're fucking bored and in good health and happy.
Okay, but yeah, but that was last week.
Fuck that.
Right. That's what all changed.
Right, right.
In this week that's what gone by.
Did anything happen? You get into huge fights? Any plates being thrown across the room?
No, no plates being thrown across the room. I think, I guess I could talk about, like, my own issues. Like, what the hell, how, what sure. I need to work on.
Yeah, what do you need to work on?
My problem is that I get, I mean, where to start? I have a few. Like, I fixate on, I think it stems from being like a people pleaser, right? Mm. So I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to be happy. I want to make sure everybody feels good all the time. So when I'm in a relationship, that is amplified, where I am just like fixated on like trying to make sure this other person is always feeling good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if something feels even slightly off, like I spiral and like have a hard time regulating because I'm like so hyper focused on like how can I make sure this person, make sure everything's perfect all the time. Instead of what I need to learn how to do and what I'm trying to practice doing and what I'm learning in therapy is like how to focus on how I'm feeling rather than fixating on how the other person's feeling, because in reality you can't do anything about how the other person's feeling, right?
You can do very little. Yeah.
Do you guys
hardcore relate
find
to that?
Like, how do you regulate yourself within, first of all, do you guys have kind of people pleaser tendencies? What are your attachment styles?
Well, now I feel like a much more healthy attachment style, but I used to be like anxious, I don't remember, but now I have a secure attachment. But before, I would feel so guilty to the point if anything happened, I would kind of, similar to what you're saying, I would feel guilt because my issues are like mostly guilt issues and shame issues. So like I would feel guilt to the point where like all this person needed was space and that's the last thing I could provide. And now I'm working on building my instinct to give them space, because even if something's wrong, a little bit of space is usually not going to make things worse. If anything, you know, like you'll pick up if they need to talk to you about something, they'll talk to you about it. That's on them too. There's like, if you've done something wrong, your partner should feel comfortable saying to you, hey, this bothered me or this made me feel this way. How are you doing? You know what I mean? And if you give them space, they'll do that.
Right. But like that's great advice. I think what I'm more talking about is like when I haven't done anything wrong, but something else, who knows? There's 10,000 things in everybody's lives, right? And something is affecting this person or whatever. And it's not that I've done something wrong, but I just spiral into guilt and shame and all these things about like what I have done wrong. Like, well, could I have done this? Well, maybe they're annoyed about this. Maybe she's upset about this. Maybe I'm annoying her. Maybe she doesn't love me anymore. Maybe she wants to be away from me. But like, and then I make it about me when it's like, or maybe she had a bad day at work. Like literally it could have nothing to do with you.
And in a weird
way.
So
I'm trying to learn how to like self-regulate without like putting that on the other person.
And then you're picking up their responsibilities too. All of a sudden their issue becomes your issue and it creates a codependency loop that's very not healthy. Like if you're taking care of all their stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So like I will want to take on all of the things that like I'm trying to make it that unhealthy like loop.
Yeah.
Right. And then when my partner like steps back from that and doesn't want to engage in that unhealthy kind of like letting me want to fix everything, then I'm like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Why won't, and I'm just like spiraling over here over nothing.
Yeah.
What do you, help previous healed anxious attachment person?
Well, I have the problem too.
How did you evolve?
Well, we've talked about, I feel like meditating, like putting space between these reactions. Oh,
wow.
Like, basically.
Yeah, totally.
I think
being and that's what I've been doing. That's yeah. what I've been doing. It's not, I'm working
like
on
you've
it.
You've got it. But, like, for the listener at home, being able to take a breath and be like, oh, this is a, I had a partner once who didn't have a job. And I made her finding a job my responsibility. And she also let me take that on. So it was we were both in this really fucked up situation where I'm like trying to create a job for my partner. And it wasn't until I got out of the relationship where I was like, why did I allow that to happen? Why was that my responsibility? And the reality is there's a difference between helping and taking on the responsibility of another person.
Well, and this is what my therapist is teaching me is I am, we kind of talked about this last week, a little obsessed with control. And so it's almost like my way of like, I'm just wanting to control everything, including the people around me's reactions to life, like an experience in the world. I want to like somehow curate it so that it's all perfect and good. And that's just not, so I'm trying to like in part using
you
meditation,
said you were
I'm trying
anxious
to,
attachment
hell yeah I'm like okay. trying to bring it back to the question of just what's happening for me, like what yeah. what am and what's happening over here,
Elena.
Let me take a breath.
I know that you were trying to mind control me by wearing that top today, and I just want to let you know that it worked. I am under your control.
I have a secure attachment to that top.
I am securely attached to your collarbone right now,
so secure
with my teeth. My teeth are securely attached to your body.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So many of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it?
If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it.
I've been in therapy, you know, for a really long time. And I know for me, that time is the best me time that I can use because it helps me reset my priorities.
This time of year is all about fresh starts and new beginnings, and therapy can be one of the tools I like to use during these times of change.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
I don't know that we gave you good advice, Elena, but...
Yeah, I don't feel like we gave you any advice. I don't have no experience with that.
We were literally like, hey, interesting problem, but you look really hot right now.
Interesting problem, but your body, though. Can I bite you?
Can I bite?
I think you, Elena, it sounds like you're halfway there. You know what to deal with. You know the issue.
Yeah.
You just have to
focus. Yeah, no, and I'm not saying it like, oh, this is a... I'm not saying it like, oh, there's some problem here. More it's just like something I've been thinking about over the last week. And like, because, you know, last time I was saying about being in a healthy, happy relationship, it's quite like there's not that much going on. What is going on is it's almost like a mirror where I'm like, oh, I don't have an issue in the relationship to fixate on.
So you're creating one.
Let me create
one.
Something.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And I've never had that before because I've never not had something to fixate on. And now that I don't have something to fixate on, oh, surprise, surprise, still fixating.
Yeah.
Just on
That's
made
really
up things now.
Yes, I've also recently, I'm not in a relationship. Life is awesome. There are some things that I'm dealing with, but man, my brain blows them up. My brain really makes them bigger than they need to be. All the time.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, Mac, tell us a bit about everything that we've just said here. How's your attachment style?
Mac!
No, because like we've just talked about how we are a bit in relationship. I want to know how Mac, how you feel in relationship.
I was told that I was avoidant attachment in my previous relationship. And so I was fully convinced that that's kind of what I was.
So healthy.
Yeah.
Oh, another person was like diagnosing you with a, okay, really healthy stuff there.
Love that. It was great. So I was kind of convinced about that. In my new relationship, though, I think I'm more probably on the secure side because I still have those tendencies that I dealt with before that made me feel like I was avoidant. Like I wouldn't want to share things because I didn't want to rely on another person and be vulnerable with them. And then like, what if they're gone and they leave and I don't have that support anymore? Like that was a big thing for me. But I mean, my new partner just like, we communicate so well, it blows my fucking mind. Like we've had issues that have come up and it's always like, what do you need? Do you want some space? And then she can kind of read if I'm just like, I don't know what's going on in my head and like that kind of thing, and will give me space. And then we come back and we talk about it. And I mean, I used to have so much trouble with stonewalling with my old partner because I didn't feel like I could talk to her because I felt like she was going to get really angry with me. And also, my like, new partner knows about that.
You would do the stonewalling.
I was doing the stonewalling. And, that like, I knew that it was bad, but I couldn't, like, I didn't know how to stop doing it because I was so scared to, like, talk about stuff. And my new girlfriend will sit there with me on FaceTime for, like, an hour while I try to speak. And, like, she'll just sit with me and, like, we'll work through it. And that's her patience, like, it has changed everything because I've grown so much with her. Like it was things that I never thought I would be able to address and I would just be the same way because it's the same way my dad is. And so I was pretty convinced that like this is just how I'm going to be. I'm just going to have to deal with it, like whatever. And no, we like work through stuff and we talk about stuff and the patience and that she gives me is just, I mean, she's really incredible. Like it's really wonderful.
Well, but you also have, you got to take some credit for the work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's that's not really nice. It's not been easy coming from
No,
I relate to my dad way too much. Like I just took on too many of his tendencies. And so unlearning that, and I can't speak for my little sister, but she deals with similar stuff just from our parents. Unlearning that, oh my gosh, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
But you find people that are willing to work through it with you. Yeah. And you know, that's it's something you have to work through, and therapy's been great too.
It's so
sorry to like shit on you guys.
No. It's
what
like
you didn't
I'm like, yeah, everything's great.
No, I'm saying the same thing essentially, you know, that like it's when we're saying a similar thing with different specifics that like when you're
that
in
makes sense.
A healthy place with someone, it actually allows for that kind of like growth and
the recognition
that,
and the growth.
Yes.
You're reminding me it's so funny cuz like I am so emotional. And sometimes I feel like my emotions are too big for another person. And I've been shamed in relationships for feeling so much. And when I was, when I was dating Jen, who is like not as emotional a person as I am. And she was just like the back and forth, the healthy back and forth when she was like, I love your emotions. Like, I'm glad to know what you're feeling. And then on the other side, I've been in your girlfriend's position, Mac, where I just sit there waiting, you know, for people to express themselves. And then when they finally do, I always say, thank you for telling me that. It makes it so much easier for me to understand what you have going on and makes it easier for me to be a better partner for you. I'm like, thankful that you said that to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like just being able to have show gratitude to the other person for who they are, you know, even if it's.
And meeting people where they're at.
Yeah. Meeting
you
people
know?
Where
like,
they're
we're
at.
All, we're all doing the best that we can.
Yeah. What a beautiful little conversation this is.
Yeah, this is blossoming.
Yeah.
No emotion or feeling is too small to bring up is something else that I've realized in my new relationship. Like, if it's just a moment where I feel like I didn't like that we said something this way or I didn't like that this happened or something like that, and I'm like, whatever, it'll fizzle out, it'll go away. No, I just bring it up now because she's grateful that I said something about it. And in the long run, you know, it just helps us communicate better.
You're on the other side. Because you're now, for me, I have to be like, Ashley, just drop this one. Because I'm on the more emotional side. I'm there too. Yeah. I have to be this is a non-issue, you piece of shit, and let it go. Mm-hmm. And knowing yourself to be like, which side of the spectrum do I fall on? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna kind of try and crank the other direction up so that I can be more balanced. You know?
Yeah.
Because if I
some of us have to practice like letting pick go. Your battles, letting let go. It go.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some
yeah.
of us have to practice sharing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
Oh, this is a really deep episode.
Really deep episode. Wow. Do we have time? Elena, did you have a question that you liked? Or yeah, should we go to a lighter question because we're 30 in?
Just opened up my Instagram and I'm looking at the hottest person alive. Congratulations.
My main squeeze.
Ashley?
Should I text them? Should I text them? Being like, I'm talking about you on another podcast.
It'll just be like, me and my two co-hosts are all drooling over you.
Live
on air.
Hello, I'm recording another podcast right now, and I'm talking about you again. And everyone thinks you're really hot.
Ashley, that's so cute. I do the same thing with my girlfriend. I'm like, I talked about you way too much. That's cute.
Sorry, now there's... Oh my god, there's just like so many more now. It's like hard to find ones. I was looking at
mommy, don't do the dirty, the femme dirty voice, the dirty
talk.
That's
like not what I'm trying to do, but I guess I'm realizing
people are gonna love it.
I mean, there's a lot of questions about the three of us because I put a little like I
let's take one of those because we're 30 minutes in, so maybe a little light.
Okay, well, basically. People want to know if me and Mac are dating.
That's so stupid.
We're not dating.
That's her son.
Ashley's mad that she's left out.
You pervert. Yes, that's totally what it is. You pervert. How dare
Ashley,
you?
Ashley, you ex-nayed Mac so early last episode already for being too young, so you can't be mad now.
Yeah.
No, we're not dating.
I can't believe people are still asking that.
A lot of people asking like if we're going to meet in person. And when we're going to meet in person.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, by the time this comes out, will we have met in person already? Or
it
will
might.
This be out before that?
It might. We might have met in person. The ultimate collab.
Soon.
Listener.
Soon.
Are you ready for the ultimate collab on our YouTubes? Zoom. 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 Listener.
Oh, interesting. Okay, just quick. Can two people having their first time give each other STIs? For the most part, no. Depends what you define as first time, because there are many ways to get STIs. Okay,
and
who
also
is
you
the
can
symbiest?
Be born. There are STIs that are transferred in utero or whatever, and so you should get tested regardless. Always get tested.
Mm-hmm.
Always know your status. Have no shame in sharing your status or asking someone for their status. I always share mine. Before I go into sex and let people know what I'm comfortable with.
Yeah. Who is the simpiest simp?
Me.
Like we could end on that. We could
That's
each,
a
we
great...
could all talk about what kind of simp we are.
I'm the biggest simp on the fucking planet, and I have simp stories that'll blow you out of the fucking water. My simpness cannot
maybe
be
take you on that.
I don't know.
I think I could challenge you.
I also challenge. I think we should let the viewers decide.
I simp hard. I think we all do, though.
We're all simps. That's what brought us together somehow, probably.
Big simping on this podcast recording.
Big simp energy.
What's the simpiest thing you've ever done, Mac?
Fly across the country bi-monthly to see my long-distance girlfriend when my love language is physical touch and I never get it.
Standard.
Nothing.
No, don't standard me.
Hack.
Think about my age. I get a couple points because I'm younger.
Lesbian on the planet.
We've all done that.
Yeah.
Guys.
I moved to the UK in the middle of a global pandemic, Mac.
Fuck.
The middle of a global
pandemic.
That
just ended me.
Dropping the hammer of simp, the simp hammer. That was pretty good.
Yeah. That's not even my simpiest. I wouldn't even
I don't know
I
what my simpiest
your,
is.
Yeah, what's your simpiest? Because I'm going to just make you guys look like such little... You're going to look like so independent.
Oh, I hate that you're waiting. You're
Bro,
setting
I know,
us up.
I hate it
up.
Too. Now I'm like, I don't even want to do
She's
it.
She's using us as the bounce board. She's just... Ashley, just say it.
Yeah,
you just go.
So like I said to you guys, I was trying to help that girl get a job. I fully... financially supported my ex-partner. We had shared a bank account. We lived in an apartment. And when we broke up, I let her stay in my place for 10 months because I was so in love with her and so obsessed with her. I just let her walk all over me. It's sad. It's not even funny. Like, everyone's like, oh.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's actually fucked.
When I talk about having a mental recovery, I'm not joking. Like I put it at drug level, the way that my brain responds to love.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself like a codependent in recovery from codependency addiction. Like, that's how I look at it. So yeah, I ruined my financial life. One is laughing. Yeah. You guys are just fully like, Ashley, this is so upsetting.
No, I actually feel like you're fucking with me right now. That's insane, dude.
Yeah, that's a little upsetting. I feel a little bit upset.
I'm mad at her for taking advantage of you, honestly.
Yeah, like I'm sad angry. For past Ashley that happened.
But I don't but know what? That I would have gotten my life together the way, because exiting that situation, it was a lot of people live in the medium, right? I got to go to the depths of the ocean of despair to look myself in the eye and be like, what do you want your life to be? Because this sucks.
Yeah.
And I would not be where I am today if I hadn't had that moment. Okay.
Silver linings.
You know, you guys are really quiet right now and I feel embarrassed.
No, you shouldn't feel embarrassed. I think I'm quiet because I'm looking for ways to relate.
I'm just like, holy shit.
I'm not quiet like judging you quiet. I'm quiet like trying to, I'm just taking in. I'm taking in what you
I'm
shared.
Quiet like I just got fucking owned and I could never like.
Yeah, Max, like that. I've got you all. I flew across the country, my home country that I live in twice.
Yeah, I've been in some really unhealthy relationships. And just so everyone knows from my story, this is not the only public ex that I have is Jen, and from my like public life or whatever. And Jen is like a wonderful human being and would
never. Oh yeah,
never
I don't do think it. Anybody thinks you're talking about
just
Jen.
Just in case people think that. But go on, Matt.
Okay, yeah. Not just talking about Jen.
I had an experience with a girl where she made me sleep on the couch because we were watching a movie and another girl's boobs were on screen. And she got upset because I saw another girl's boobs, so she had me sleep on the couch.
And you allowed that to happen. See that?
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
Well, yeah, what are you supposed to do? You can't be like, no one.
She was like very upset because she was claiming that I got turned on by it. And let me tell you, my face was like literally mundane the entire time. My face didn't
change. But even if it wasn't. Even if it wasn't.
Yeah, even if
she was like, I know you like that actress. I was like,
yeah, and what if you did? What if you did get turned on by the boobies?
Exactly.
That's like a totally normal response to boobies.
I know. I'm like, thank God everything works. It's kind of fucked.
You're right, son. You're right.
Why didn't you just say that? Why didn't you just say that to
this
girl?
My
I'm sure that would have gone over
aren't
great.
You glad?
There was no arguing. There no, really was no. There was leaving or staying.
I do think that letting yourself be a doormat is actually bad in a relationship because.
breaking
no,
news.
No.
Perhaps.
Not just for you. For the other person. If you
totally.
Stand up for yourself,
boundaries are good.
Boundaries are good for everybody, and that's like such an insane scenario. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I think. I don't know, for me, I think bringing just back to simping, for me, like, you got to draw that line between simping and, like, hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Boundaries. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. When I think of simping, see, this is interesting, because I think of simping as, like, a positive thing, but then, Ashley, you took it to a place of financial ruin.
So, first of all, I'm fine. But check out our Patreon also. But I'm fine. No, I guess for me, yeah, but they're closely linked. Like, you can overdo
it. Yeah, there's a fine line. There's a fine line. Yeah.
Not at your own expense all the time. There's a different, you know, like, you can do an act of service for somebody that involves some sacrifice, but you shouldn't be sacrificing to the point where you become a worse partner, you know, that your own mental health is. Yeah. All right, I overshared. I Ooh. Said too much.
You didn't. You absolutely did not. You did not overshare.
This was just a really deep episode. I can't even begin to imagine what we had for dinner.
Yeah, did we have?
This was. I feel like this
Mac,
was like a
great hosting. That was great hosting.
Great job.
Mm-hmm. Great transition.
Way to put this podcast on a leash.
Fuck yeah. No. Cut that. I feel like that sounded sexual. I don't want people having sound bites of me saying like sexual things because they will make TikTok edits.
It's too late. You have a podcast now, Mac.
What was this? It was a big meal. Maybe we ate too much.
Like, I want to say this was like multiple courses. You know, this, it kept on coming.
It was
course after course after course.
And no one asked for that dessert when I brought out that 12-layer chocolate cake. Everyone was this is too much. And then I made
But we ate it.
Yeah.
We did eat it.
I don't think you made us. I think you were like, oh, if you guys are too full, it's fine. And we were like, we're not too full.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hungry. So hungry still.
Should I be embarrassed? I feel embarrassed.
No, not at all. No, you shouldn't be embarrassed at all. We're all sharing stories.
I just want people at home to know if they're in a bad situation, you don't have to be there because I felt stuck in bad situations.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think what you said was really important.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for appeasing me. All right.
Of course. Thank you for sharing your worries and that you were having feelings and then allowing us to appease them. I would have never Family known trauma. You felt embarrassed if you hadn't said.
That's true.
Wow. That's true. This is so healthy.
All right. I think we need a break after that cake.
My shirt is slowly coming unzipped in the back. I just realized.
Oh.
Come on.
It is.
She said they're not giving me enough attention about my top anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about my top some more.
I share my most vulnerable story in the entire world. Elena's like, gross. Can we just get undressed and fuck already? Jesus
Christ.
Let's
take our shirts off.
You shouldn't be embarrassed at all. Oh no, my zipper.
All right. Thank you, mommy, for saving the day with that. All right. If you want to write this has been Chosen Family. It's chaos. If you want to write in, follow us on Instagram. We post on our stories and you can write in and we will read listener stories. Miss Fender with two R's for Elena Joy. Mm-hmm. Mac Injimi for Mac Injimi. And then Ashgabs for me.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for being here. Make sure you comment if you're watching this on YouTube. Share it with your friends. We are just getting started. So any kind of support is super helpful.
Emotional support.
At this stage in the game. Mm-hmm. Especially emotional.
For me right now. Okay. All right.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injimi. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.